Let's read together Matthew 17, verses 14 through 21. In these verses, we have the account of the healing of the demon-possessed boy after the Lord had come down from the Mount of Transfiguration. Matthew chapter 17, beginning at verse 14. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Let's begin our study of this portion of Matthew 17 with some background notes. Apparently, while the Lord and the inner circle of disciples, namely Peter, James, and John, were up on the Mount of Transfiguration, the other nine disciples were with the multitude down near the base of the mountain. During this time, a man brought his demon-possessed son to these disciples for healing. But the disciples could not cure the boy. Remember back in chapter 10, the 12 disciples had been given the power to cast out demons. But in this case, here in Matthew 17, the nine disciples were powerless. Now, when the Lord arrived at the base of the mountain, the man brought his son to the Lord and begged for mercy. Verse 15. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." The demon was causing the son to have epileptic convulsions and do crazy things. He is referred to as a lunatic in some of your translations. During the seizures and convulsions, he would often fall into the water or cooking fires. The account of the Gospel of Mark says that the demonic spirit also caused the boy to foam at the mouth. I'm reading Mark chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And often he has thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Mark chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. In verse 16, here in Matthew 17, the man said to the Lord, "So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." And in verse 17, the Lord responded, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." The Lord was not addressing this comment to the man only, but to everyone in general, including the disciples. They all were a cross-section of a generation of people who should have shown more faith, but they doubted and questioned God's ability. The Lord said in verse 20, "Because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Now, what the Lord meant by mountain here was a large problem or difficulty in the life of faith of a believer. In contrast to the large mountain is the small mustard seed. The Lord's point was that if you have even a little faith, as long as it is genuine faith in the Lord's ability, you can see large problems and difficulties removed in the will of the Lord. Now, let me ask you tonight, are you facing any mountains right now in your life of faith as a believer? If you are a believer with genuine faith in the Lord Jesus, you can pray in faith and the Lord will give you the answer and solution to that mountain problem or difficulty. Now, the answer may involve some action on your part, but the Lord will definitely show you how to deal with your problem. This does not mean that every sickness or thorn in the flesh or financial burden that you have will be taken away. But the Lord will definitely remove or solve any problem or difficulty by showing you how to deal with the situation. His grace and guidance will sustain you, and it will no longer be a problem to your walk of faith as a believer. In fact, it will increase your faith. That mountain barrier or obstacle to your life of faith as a believer will be removed. Remember, the Apostle Paul had a thorn in the flesh, which was at first a problem for him in his life of faith. Now, we don't know what the thorn in the flesh was, but Paul prayed to the Lord three times that it would be taken away. I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. Paul's thorn in the flesh was not taken away, but the problem was. It was no longer a mountain barrier or obstacle to faith in his life as a believer. You see the point? We too can see mountain barriers removed from our path of faith. The question is whether we have faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, one more background note before we move to our doctrinal points. In verse 21, here in Matthew 17, we read, "However, this kind," namely this demon kind, "this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." You will notice that some of your Bibles do not have this verse, and some of your Bibles put this verse in brackets. So what's the story here anyway? Many manuscripts of Matthew do not have this verse. Now, when we say manuscripts, we mean handwritten copies of Scripture before the printing press. So we can't be 100% sure if this verse was in the original text of Matthew or not. However, the fact that the parallel passage in Mark chapter 9, verse 29, has a similar verse as part of the text would at least be an indication that the Lord did make this statement. We just don't know for sure whether it was in the original text of Matthew or added later. And certainly more we could give for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this portion of Matthew 17. So, doctrinal point number one: there are peaks and valleys in the Christian experience. There are peaks and valleys in the Christian experience. As Christians, all of us can remember those wonderful mountaintop experiences in our Christian lives, right? Maybe it was sitting around a campfire at a retreat where there was a great time of Christian fellowship. Maybe it was walking alone on a beach somewhere, and the Lord was right there with you, and you experienced His presence. Maybe it was at a conference of the Lord's people where the ministry from the Word was just what you needed. We've all had mountaintop experiences in our walk with the Lord. For Peter, James, and John, the Mount of Transfiguration was a mountaintop experience. Can you imagine their spiritual high, seeing the Lord in His glory and being with Moses and Elijah? But this great mountaintop experience did not last forever. They were soon down in the valley and confronted with the mundane problem of a demon-possessed boy foaming at the mouth. What a come down from the mountaintop experience. Now, do you all see the spiritual lesson here for us? There are peaks and valleys in the Christian experience. Illustration: not too long ago, I returned home from a week of ministry, which was very well received. It was a mountaintop experience for me. But I returned home to a workload of correspondence, including so many emails that I wished we didn't even own a computer. Can you identify? This was not a mountaintop experience, but rather a valley experience. And yet it was a necessary part of my Christian experience, because many of those emails and letters were from people who had important questions concerning the Bible and the Christian life. You too will experience the necessary valleys of Christian experience, as well as the wonderful mountaintop experiences. There are peaks and valleys in the Christian experience. Doctrine point number two. There are cases of demon possession in the Christian experience. There are cases of demon possession in the Christian experience. What we mean here by cases of demon possession in the Christian experience is not that Christians can be possessed by demons. No, but that Christians may be confronted with cases of demon possession in their Christian experience. Here in Matthew chapter 17 is a case where a boy's convulsions and foaming at the mouth were caused by a demon. Now, it would be wrong to conclude that all cases of this kind of sickness and behavior are caused by demon possession. No, medical disorders should definitely be checked out first. But there certainly are cases of demon possession today involving sickness and other physical problems. Christians should be aware that they may be confronted with such cases and may be called on to deal with such cases. Notice the Lord's emphasis on prayer and fasting for casting out such demons. Verse 21, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Prayer involves laying hold on God. Fasting involves keeping self in check. Both are needed when confronting cases of demon possession. There are cases of demon possession in the Christian experience. Now, what about practical application from this portion of Matthew 17? Bring children to the Lord. Bring children to the Lord. Notice what the Lord's command is concerning the boy in verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. What a great command from the Lord concerning children. Bring children to the Lord, not only when they are physically sick, but when their souls need healing from the disease of sin. No one is born a Christian. You must become a Christian, and the sooner the better. So bring children to the Lord. You know, I'm so glad that I became a Christian when I was a child, because who knows where I'd be now without the Lord. And I'm so glad that all three of our own children became believers when they were young. And now we're praying for our six grandchildren. A couple of them have already come to the Lord. Bring children to the Lord. This practical application should also be an encouragement to any of you who teach Sunday school. Teaching Sunday school is a good work. It is following this command of the Lord in verse 17. Bring the boy here to me. Bring children to the Lord.